Zach Bell, hey, wow, talk of the night, no doubt. Superman through the air, maybe the scariest thing I've ever seen. Getting up and going to the LCQ. First of all, looks like you drug your foot peg up the face of the triple. Do you remember that, or is that what you did?
Yeah, I remember everything with the crash. I started off with a great day, 9th overall in practice, and got a really great start. Geico Honda put me up front and had one lap to go and came through the corner. Foot was stuck under the foot peg. I couldn't get it up, so I was kind of just try to double, but I couldn't get to the brakes. So just went for it, foot hit the ground, and did like Chad Reed did it,
yeah.
Red or Unadilla.
Melville.
And they said I got knocked out, but I remember everything in the crash, and I did the test, and I passed it with a 92.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out for the LCQ, got second in that. I was
nervous, right?
Yeah, it was. I was in a lot of pain, but I pulled through and got into the main, and I got a really good start just from the very far outside, and just had like 6 laps to go and just riding my own race, trying not to fall, and just ended up having another mistake, jumped over the little step off too far, and front end dropped in the in-between lanes and went over the bars and messed up my face. But I'm thankful to be walking right now. This team behind me, Geico Honda, is given me so many opportunities, and my mechanic Glenn for fixing that bike up for me to go back out there.
That's a good point. As a former mechanic myself, that thing was probably pretty weeded, and you had to get it, make it quick.
Yeah, we had to change out the handlebars, the front wheel, everything, the forks, and for these guys to do what they're doing for me, I would just love to be on this team forever, and I couldn't thank these people enough.
Unbelievable. You don't have any injuries. You think you'll be back next week?
Yeah, I was staying in California, get to go home for this week, and no riding for this week, so I'm just going to rest, get on the treadmill, do something, and hopefully come into next week ready.
All right, man. Hey, you're gnarly, and good job tonight.
Thank you.